You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning, everybody. You know, if you just stopped what you're doing, dropped what you're doing, and called 877-8-MY-TAKE and answered the question, do you think the mainstream media is in the tank with Barack Obama? What kind of coverage do you think he's getting? You, too, could be on The Takeaway.
I find it astonishing that The New Yorker can actually make a satirical cover about all the vicious things that have been said on Fox News or other outlets criticizing Obama and trying to put poison in people's minds in reference to Obama. And McCain says that the media is being too kind to Obama. Strange.
That strange question is what we're talking about today, and you are responding at 877-8-MY-TAKE, or reach us on the website at mytake@thetakeaway.org. But now the perspective of Barack Obama's trip to Germany from people in Germany, from German citizens who are certainly spending a lot of time following his meetings with the government officials in Germany, and a speech later today that's expected to have perhaps as many as 100,000 people in attendance. His speech will be covered live on German television tonight. Joining us from Deutschland itself is Arne Delfs, who's a German politics and economics editor at the Financial Times. Arne, thanks for being with us.
Yes, good morning. Hi from Berlin.
Certainly, Germans there in Berlin are very much focused on the character of Barack Obama, but do they have any concrete sense of what kind of president he might be and how it might be different from George W. Bush?
Well, I think, first of all, like, Germans yearn for a new American face. I mean, you know, George W. Bush is really not liked in Germany very much. And when Bush was here, like a few weeks ago, he was actually hidden away in a small castle outside of Berlin because the government here feared really protests against Bush. And really, in contrast to that, you have like somebody like Obama who arrives here like a pop star. I mean, he landed here about 4 hours ago. And actually, it might in the end be like around 1 million people coming to the Siegessäule, the victory pole here in Berlin tonight. So that, but answering your question, what he actually stands for, I think there's a rather naive perception here. People think he's better than Bush, but really nobody knows exactly what he's standing for.
So nobody knows, but still he draws a million.
Well, now here's a question for you. I'm wondering what the popularity of Obama, what that says about Germany's own racial and ethnic struggles. I'm thinking, of course, of your large Turkish community, but there are other immigrants as well.
Yes, good question. I think it doesn't play such a big role. First of all, one is, as I said, very happy that it's somebody different than Bush. Obviously, he has charisma, he has rhetorical gifts, he is, compared to other rather pale government, he is a very characterful persona with charisma. I think this racial thing, for example, if you had somebody here, like a person with color, like, say, an Afro-American or an Asian running for German president, I think people would actually have a problem with that. Strangely enough, they don't have it with Obama.
Hmm. You know, let's talk a little bit about the city that Barack Obama is actually visiting mm-hmm. today.
Yeah.
I mean, oddly, the place that John F. Kennedy visited back in 1963
yeah.
doesn't exist anymore. I mean, there is no Berlin Wall. There's no East and West. The idea of being a Berliner and being some sort of symbol of freedom in the midst of the Cold War is completely outmoded, yet Berliners apparently still think of their city as a kind of global symbol. A symbol of what?
I think not only Berliners, obviously, but also the Obama campaigners, because they really wanted his speech to be held in front of the Brandenburg Gate, which is, of course, a symbol for the division, but then also for German reunification. And, of course, that is the same image also for Berliners. I mean, this Brandenburg Gate is just a very powerful symbol. And, you know, the story, I mean, the German chancellor actually was against Obama's wish to give his speech there. Now he's moving a few hundred meters further back near the Siegessäule, where actually normally the so-called this love parade takes place. You know, this big music event.
Yes,
here.
No, it's the biggest party in the world, biggest street party. In the world.
Yes.
So that's the reputation. Well, you know, at the very least, Arne, you Germans are making it very difficult for the American media to be even-handed in its coverage of the political candidates.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, it's impossible to be even-handed about John McCain and Barack Obama when a million show up for Barack Obama and maybe, you know, 30 show up for John McCain.
Well, 30 is a lot, but maybe...
30 is a lot.
Actually, to tell you the truth, I think most people don't even know McCain. I mean, which I'm sure, you know, we do him injustice because I'm sure he has some good ideas and he's not George W. Bush, which is fine.
Which is the best thing going for him. Best thing anyone has going. I'm not George W. Bush either. I wonder if I could get a million people to show up for me. Arne Delp is a German politics and economics editor at the Financial Times. Thanks for joining us from Berlin.
Okay, thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.